Masechet Nazir, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed the different tumah that another would become tummy to, that would cause him to be soiser the days he counted. Until then, he would have to recount again after he becomes tar. He would also have to bring a korban tumah and be megaleach. In this Mishnah, we will discuss the tumah that another, although he becomes tummy, he does not have to recount from the beginning after he becomes tar. He can start counting again from where he left off, and he also does not have to bring a korban tumah or be megaleach. Avo haschachos v'hapros ubeisaprat. However, the schachos are a tree that has branches sticking out, that we know there is a mace under one of those branches, but we don't know which one of the branches has a mace under it, and another went under one of the branches, and we don't know if he is tame. In this case, although misafek, he would have a din tame, he would not have to be soiser the day he counted until then. Hapros are stones or sticks that are sticking out of a wall, and there's a tumah under one of these stones or sticks, and another walked under one of them, and we don't know if another walked under the one that had the mace under it. In this case, again, although he is tummy misafek, he does not have to recount. A beis apras is a field that has a kever that was plowed, and the chachamim assumed that the plow might have dragged the mace up to 100 amos. Anybody who walked within those 100 amos is tummy, but it would not knock off the days he counted until then. The eretz ha'amim, if another goes to chutz laris is tamei mid-rabbanan, although he is tamei, he does not have to recount. The ha-goylel, goylel is the cover of a coffin. If another becomes tamei to a goylel without becoming tamei to the mace itself, this would not knock off the days he counted until then. The ha-doifek, doifek is the coffin itself. If another becomes tamei to a doifek without becoming tamei to the mace, he would not have to recount after he becomes tar. Or revias dam, if another becomes tamei to revias dam, although he is tame, this does not soster the days he counted until then, unless he becomes tame to a cheti log of dam. The ohel, the rova atmos. If another goes under the same roof that has inside of it a rova kab of atmos, although he is tame, the halacha lemosh mesinai states that another does not have to recount unless he goes under the same ohel of a chati kab atmos. But if he comes into contact with the rova atmos, then that would knock off the days he counted until then. Here he did not come into contact with the rova atmos, he was just under the same roof as them. The kalim hanogim b'mace. If another comes into contact with kalim that are touching a mace, although he is tamei zayin, since the kalim were touching the mace at the same time that another touched the kalim, but another does not have to recount in this case after he becomes tar, v'mei sifro, v'mei gomer. If another, because of Mitzorah after he becomes tar, has to count 7 days, this is called Yimei Sifro. This would not knock off the days that another counted before he became a Mitzorah. And the Yimei Gomro are the Yimei Chaluto, the days that a Mitzorah is decisively Tame and is Chutz L'machana. These days also do not knock off the days that another counted before he became a Mitzorah. Al Elu Ein Hanazer Megaleach. On all of the above mentioned tumas, another does not have to be megaleach after he becomes tar. Umaze b'shlishi u'b'shvi. But another does have to have sprinkled on him from the parazuma on the 3rd and 7th day, and even though these do not knock off the days he counted, another is tamei, and he has a din of any other tamei lamei that has to be sprinkled on from the parazuma. Ve'eno soser et hakodmin. The above mentioned tumas do not knock off the days that another counted until then. Umascho umone miyat. The another can start counting again as soon as he becomes tar, and he can recount starting from the day that he left off. The korban ainlo. The another in these cases would not have to bring a korban tumah. The MS Amru Yimei Hazav Vahazav Vimei Hazgeru Shal Mitzayra Hari Elu Olim Lo. The truth is that while another is a Zav, or while a Nazira is a Zav, and also during the day that they are counting the Zayin Nakiyah, and that a Zav and a Zav has to count, and while another is a Mitzorah Muskar, meaning he is locked away, but he is not yet decisively tummy, these days count towards his Nazirus. Not only do they not knock off the days he counted until then, but he can continue counting while he is a Zav, or while he is a Mitzorah. Masechet Nazir, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, O Tumah Min HaMeisha, Nazir Migaleach Aleha, Chayavin Aleha Abiyas Migdash. Any tumah min hameis that another would have to be megaleach if he became tummy to that tumah, meaning the tumah that we mentioned in the Mishnah Beis, that we said over there that if another becomes tummy to one of those tumahs, it would knock off the days he counted until then. If somebody becomes tummy to any one of those tumahs and then enter the Beis HaMikdash or eat Fasr Kodesh, he would be chayav kares if he did so b'mezid, and he would be chayav a korban if he did so b'shoget. B'chol tumah min ha'meis she'ein ha'nazer megaleach aleha, ein chayav in aleha abiyas mikdash. And any tumah min ha'meis that another would not be megaleach if he became tamei to that tumah, such as the tumah that we mentioned in Mishnah Gimel, that we said although another would become tamei if he became tamei to one of those tumas, but it would not knock off the days he counted until then. If somebody would become tamei to one of those tumas, and he would enter the Beis HaMikdash or eat Basar Kodesh, he would not be chayiv kari if he did so b'mezid, and he would not have to bring a korban if he did so b'shogeg. This is a halacha l'moshe misina. Amar Rabbi Meir, lo tehezu kalam in asheretz. Rabbi Meir wants to argue with Rabbi Eliezer, and he says that these tumas that are mentioned in Mishnah Gimel shouldn't be less severe than the tumas sheretz. If somebody who comes into contact with an avela of a sheretz and enters the Beis HaMikdash or eats Basar Kodesh would be chayiv kari. Even though this tumah is not so severe, as this is only a tumah for one day, and the tumah that are mentioned in Mishnah Gimel are metame for 7 days, so certainly those tumahs should be mechayev somebody who enters the Beis HaMikdash or eats Basar Kodesh. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Danti Lufnei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva said that I said a kal v'chomer in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Ma'am etem kesoira she'ena metame adam ba'oah, hanazer megaleach hamago v'amaso. Revius dam shehu metame adam ba'ohel, eno din shehe anazer megaleach hamagor v'amaso. Rabbi Akiva wants to argue with one of the dinim mentioned in Mishnah Gimel, that it says in Mishnah Gimel that if another becomes tame to revius dam of a mace, he would not be megaleach on it. And Rabbi Akiva says that he should be megaleach on a revius dam because there's a kal v'chomer that an etim the size of a sora that is not metame ba'ohel, meaning if somebody comes under the roof of where there's an Esim Kesorah, would not become Tameh. Yet still, if somebody comes into contact with an Esim the size of a Sora, or if he carries an Esim Kesorah, he would have to be Megaleach if he's a Nazir. So certainly a Nazir that comes into contact or carries a Revius Dam should have to bring a Korban Tumah and be Megaleach, since a Revius Dam is more Chamor than an Esim Kesorah. As a Revius Dam is Metameh Ba'al, if somebody comes under the roof where there's a Revius Dam, would become Tame. So certainly another should have to be Megaleach on a Revius Dam. Amar Li Maze Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva, why are you saying this, Rabbi Akiva? Ain't done in Kan mi Kal v'chomer. You cannot judge this Kal v'chomer because the din of Etzem Kesorah that is Metame b'maga b'masa not ma'or is a halacha l'mosh misina. And a person cannot make a kavachomer from a halacha l'moshe misina, so therefore you cannot learn out that another should be megaleach and revius dam from a kavachomer from Esam Kesor. Ukechavasi veritasius advarim lufnei Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Kiva said, when I came and I explained this kavachomer in front of Rabbi Yeshua, Amar li yafa amarta, elekein amru halacha. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Akiva, you are saying very good. This kavachomer makes a lot of sense. Except that this is a halacha l'moshe misina that an Esam Kesorah is not metame ba'al, and you cannot learn a kal v'chomer from a halacha l'moshe misina.